And so what I would do is I would rub my hands together furiously and heat them and place them on the snowman's face and watch as he melts before me.
And you can hear the earth in the background?
Yeah, Sven, what's going on over there?
I'm in racing class, man.
Oh, racing class. I could have sworn you were flying to Monaco or something.
I landed and then I was at the hotel eating spaghetti and I have like three bowls of spaghetti, right?
Right.
Because I can see them there.
Sure.
And I'm like, I want to get more spaghetti, but I was like, I better not. So I went to the racing school and now they are teaching me to be a white knuckle hero.
So are you? It's not an automatic thing, right? I'm assuming that you have to
manual transmission.
Yeah, and what car are you driving?
Right now a blue one, but there is every color that I think you could ask for here. I mean, pick your poison basically.
Lamborghini, a Maserati, a Indy car.
I think so.
Oh, okay. Well. It sounds like a lot of fun. Listen, I had to reach out, man. I got, and I don't know if you put someone up to this, but the word must be spreading about what's going on because I got a packet sent to me in a manila envelope with a bunch of grainy pictures on it saying, call this number, let's talk. And it just had the letter I signed to it. And I don't exactly know who we're going to talk to tonight, but when I called them, actually I'm on hold on the other line. I was subject to a bunch of those like job interview tests where they ask you if you'd rather save like a beaver or yourself if you're in the water drowning.
Psychological evaluation to judge your personality or whatever.
Right. So, but I figured, we got to take every hit we can get here. Last time we talked, the whole Alan Panther thing, I think he's going to be a great addition to the tournament of having, traditional karate and wrestling combined into wrestling. There's another female character that we got lined up. Who I believe has an Italian background, but
Italian.
Yeah. So,
interesting. I was eating spaghetti like almost all day. So
I know you said that.
Serendipity or something.
Yeah. So it's really coming together, and I figure, let me see if I could patch this guy through. I don't even know how to.
Okay.
I don't even know how to address him, but. Hold on one second. If you hear classical music, it just means we're still on hold.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right. Well, is the track too loud? Do I need to go into the building
maybe,
here? Or
maybe you should move into just a quieter area so we could,
I wanted to check out some of the techniques here.
Yeah.
Boy, they go. I tell you something, Max. You're not going to believe how fast they go.
It sounds very fast.
They're so fast, man. I mean, it's like. You can drive all around the track in, just a little bit, man. I can only imagine. Wow, look at that one. It's black. A black one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's got some green. Oh, no, red. It has red on it. Black and red. Do you have an impression, any indication that maybe he is a fighter?
These photos were, like, grainy, but there was, like, posturing. There seemed to be a ring, at least a squared circle. So I felt comfortable that that this might be a guy we could put into the tournament. I mean,
hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hey,
yes.
This is Max Solaris here. I'm with Sven. Sven Breakfast of the HKKA. And I did receive your envelope, Mr.
Excellent. I'm glad you received it, and I know exactly who you are. Sure, you're wondering who I am.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, we are.
Yeah. I am the intellectualist.
Oh.
And I'm going to change your entire wrestling system. I am the future, and you should consider yourselves lucky that I have sought you out and arranged for this conversation to take place.
Well,
certainly do, yeah.
Yeah, I personally feel fantastic about it. The thing is, intellectualist, I was wondering right off the bat, these photos you sent me, they were quite grainy. Are you prepared to do hand-to-hand combat?
Yes, of course. That's exactly what I do, and that's exactly what those photographs have captured. Mm. You see, when I go into the match, into the ring, I approach it in a different way entirely than any other fighter you've seen.
Hmm.
Most of them go in and they don't think. They just, they're all brawn, you see. And I am able to dismantle their strategy entirely.
You are then like a strategist. I assume probably like a technical type approach to what you do in the ring?
Yes. I've studied multiple forms of combat and strategy. A tactician, you might say. And so, okay. So when I see an opponent, all I have to do is study them, and I find their weakness.
Wow.
I can hear it. I can see it in them. Sven, just listening to your voice, am I correct? Do you sometimes suffer from vertigo?
Well, you know, I suppose I did. The last time we went mountain climbing, I could not go past 10,000 feet because was too far.
Exactly. The kind of weaknesses that I detect in my opponents. And once I have that, they're finished.
Wow. I tell you something, because we have spoken and put four different fighters on the books already. And, you know, at present, right now, your consideration is for the fifth spot. But I don't think, Max, we've had anybody come up so far who have been like, you know, so composed and like, you know, calm. Most of them, I mean, certainly so. You have like a lot of bravado, but it is more of a velvet type bravado.
That's exactly what is going to set me apart from the other fighters and why I will defeat them. For as they enter the ring with passion and fury and mindless rage, I walk in with only one single goal, and that is to destroy them completely. And that is exactly what I do. Those photographs, the reason they're so grainy is because that opponent had a fear of darkness. And so in the ring, I destroyed the lights in the arena.
Whoa.
And he crumbled. He started crying, actually, sobbing. It was pathetic. And I defeated him.
Where have you been doing your fights?
I've been focused mostly on in the Minnesota area.
Okay.
There's I don't know if you're familiar with the tournaments out there.
Uh-huh. I mean, I've heard that there are some tough competitors from that area, but I've never actually met a wrestler from Minnesota.
Wow.
In this generation. So you are then, can I assume, like a Scandinavian stock or something?
That's right, exactly.
Ah, okay. See, I am Swedish.
Yeah, you guys might have some cousins.
Yeah,
entirely possible.
What kind of setup do you prefer backstage? It's just something that we ask all our competitors. Is there certain things in the diet you might need? What kind of space are you used to warming up in?
I have a personal library that must accompany me to all matches.
Books, or is this a digital library?
Yeah. No, these are print books, most of them out of print and not available digitally.
Okay, so what are we talking, like a wheelbarrow full of books or something more like a storage container? How many...
It's a room. It's my library, my personal library.
Okay.
It must travel with me.
We've never been faced with that challenge. It's a challenge, a good challenge to have. But we've never...
Well, what if we had, like, say, a shipping container that we could take and set up in, like, the parking lot? We could, like, climate control, carpet it inside, put some leather chairs, and then have your library available to you. We have unlimited funding for this round, so
that's
nothing
true.
Is, you know, if it's not going to be, like, a logistical problem, like, we can throw it on the back of a truck, that's fine. But at the moment, you know, like... the venues might not all allow for a study to be prepared for you to, you know, enjoy and research whatever. I don't know how you do it.
Well, my library is my gym. And so if you want me in peak condition for the highest probability of victory, you will want my library there.
Well, we certainly do. Speaking of your gym, what... You know, most of the competitors come to us with a specific discipline, or in some cases, like the last guy we talked to, Alan Panther, he had a hybrid type discipline. What is your athletic background that leads you to pro wrestling?
Well, when many fighters first see me, they underestimate me. They think, well, he's 6 feet tall. Maybe he's 120 pounds. I can take him. But they're soon surprised. I do not limit myself to one discipline. I master whatever it takes, dependent on my opponent's weakness. So once I determine their weakness, that is what I master.
Wow.
So what if a hypothetical situation, like say I was a snowman, and you had to wrestle a snowman, and you don't have much time to prepare for the match. So how, on the spot, do you adapt to face a snowman when maybe you thought you are going to be facing, like, somebody from Texas?
I have a multitude of solutions coming to my mind immediately. One, to arm myself with rabbits, to eat the snowman's nose. Two would be... to bring heaters. Now, I may not be able to equip myself with either an animal or mechanical device such as a heater. And so what I would do is I would rub my hands together furiously and heat them and place them on the snowman's face and watch as he melts before me.
Yeah, that would definitely get the submission.
Is there a certain amount of time that you need to prepare? And I mean, another hypothetical is, you know, oftentimes in a tournament situation, someone will get hurt, and we do cast and hire alternates to take the place of someone if they were indeed hurt. If you found yourself going up against an alternate, say a snowman or another competitor, for example, how long would you need to prepare to get back in the ring to face them?
I do not need much time. As you witnessed when our call began, I was able to determine Sven's weakness within seconds.
Yeah.
All I need to do is listen to their voice, look into their eyes. Their weakness will reveal itself to me.
There is a possibility of an orangutan competing.
There's an orangutan. We talked to you about this, man.
Okay, all right.
We talked about this. There's no...
All right.
And not this time around.
No, I got it.
What happened last time.
All right, I know, but it's...
Every fucking time, you with the fucking animal.
I know, I can't let it go. I just... I don't know.
There won't be orangutan, but there is, some very attractive people who are going to be in these matches.
Right.
You have...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and it's intergender as well, so I don't know if you have, you know, any qualms about locking up with a lusty Russian babe, or even, didn't we have another female fighter?
Yeah, we're talking to her next week.
Or anybody. I mean, Gucci Rivers, he's kind of transcends sexuality in general. I mean, it's going to be a lot of contact with people.
Mm-hmm.
And probably a lot of camaraderie, you know, ironically enough.
Sure.
You might have to get close to, like, you know, people.
There is a, you know, a pre-fight dinner the night before and dance, and then there is an after party after the tournament. Of course, afterwards, that probably wouldn't affect you, but I'm thinking we might have to just sit you maybe at your own table for the pre-fight dinner and dance.
Yes, I would appreciate that. And also, if you could, you could disseminate to the other guests that I should never be asked to dance.
Please don't ask this guy to dance.
Right.
He does not want to. It's nothing personal.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with any weakness that he might have.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
correct.
His preference. He doesn't want to dance. So fucking leave it alone.
Yeah, that makes sense. And we could do that. The other thing, intellectualist, is what is your fee? I mean, what do you? What does it take to get you on a card?
This is something that I have considered for a long time. I realize you've not heard of me. I realize that I'm a wild card for you. I'm not like the other fighters. And so I am willing to give you an incredible discount to begin. And then once I prove myself, we can reassess.
Okay, so a one fight deal.
Well, we could set up a contract that would run a certain amount of time.
Okay.
If you want to do one fight, we could. If you'd rather five, I'm open to considering the duration of this trial period. Just as you must assess my worthiness, so must I you. So I am willing to cut my normal fee to $1 million per match.
Per match? Huh? Yeah, no problem. We'll have to call up the funders, but they've indicated that it's limitless, so $1 million sounds good to me. It's not my money.
It's certainly not mine. Yeah. That can certainly be arranged, and we are thinking tournament will be global. Right now, the destination is to be determined. Is there any part of the world you're not comfortable with?
Well, where what part of the world are you from, first off?
Yeah, good question.
Well, I started in Minnesota, and I have been working my way west. I'm currently in the city of Los Angeles. The only location I would not feel comfortable fighting in would be Paris.
Paris. Hmm. Well, Paris is not a big fight town.
Yeah,
so.
Not at all. I'm very glad that you sent me those photos, and I don't have any more questions. Sven, is there anything else you need to go over here? Because I really would like to welcome the intellectualist to the Hardcore Kumite Association.
Oh, he's definitely a fascinating entrant. Yeah, I mean, but do you have any questions for us about the HKK or the tournament or anything like that before we make a phone handshake on this deal?
Yes, I did have one question. Do you have, is our partnership, does it include benefits?
You mean like dental and medical?
That's right.
I'm sure we could get some sort of a package that would cover your fight insurance, so we could probably make it available for your training camp, as well as whatever happens in the fight. So if you were to sustain an injury, you would be able to get proper care. How does that sound?
That's wonderful. I mean, primarily I'm interested because I haven't had my teeth cleaned in a while, and so I'd like to get caught up on that.
Yeah, that's no problem. I went to dentistry school in Sweden.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, well, and I don't leave home without my kit, so.
That's perfect. And I think we have an arrangement. Gentlemen, I think we've all made a wonderful decision today.
Yeah, feels great.
Yes, yeah.
I'm very much looking forward to you seeing my patented move. We didn't actually get a chance to discuss this.
Okay.
So once I have them where I want them, I finish them off. with a, well, it's difficult to describe. Essentially, what I do is I get on my back and lift my hindquarters up with my arms and sort of in a pinwheel motion with my legs, I kick them repeatedly.
Huh. Like a mule kick or something.
Sort like of a mule? Of kicks. Not like a back kind kick. More sort of, almost with my hands on the backside of my back, lower back, holding my feet up and then kicking, sort of wheelbarrow-like.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's
like
good.
It's striking offense.
Yes, that's right.
Well, if we could see that, I'd love to. I don't think we have this pure striker in the mix yet.
No way. Also, intellectualist, if you had to say, send a message to the competitors in the tournament, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that for their entire lives, they've been preparing for a battle that is the wrong battle. And when they get in the ring with me, they will be completely out of their depth. They will witness their own true fears in unexpected ways. There is no preparing for fighting with me. And so the only option is defeat.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Wow. I don't think we have had anyone who was as confident as this guy.
It's really intellectualist. I think you'll make a great addition to the bracket, which will be chosen at random once we reach the eighth competitor. And we will definitely let you know by proper invitation, which will obviously include your dental benefits, where and when the tournament will be taking place. And I'll continue to use this number to reach out to you as those details come in.
Excellent. And the phone prompt will remain in place, so you must answer the correct question.
Yeah, I was hoping I wouldn't have to do that every time, but
I'm sorry. It's a precaution I must take.
I understand. I understand.
We shall meet very soon in person.
Okay.
Yes, thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
All right.
Take
Goodbye,
care.
Goodbye, then.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Well, Max.
Wow, Sven! Holy cow! This really came out of the blue. A lot of the unsolicited material or the solicited material comes to my mailbox, and I usually just toss it out. But I figured, Manila envelope. I opened it and saw these photos, and definitely a fighting style that certainly harkens back to certain fighters we have seen in the past as far as the technical acumen, but this approach seems pretty unique to me.
Yeah, it's you've seen this kick that he does, his finishing technique there?
No, I've never seen it. And and it's like I feel like me and you have done a lot of promoting through multiple organizations and just when you think you've seen it all and heard it all, something new comes up, and this is really going to help us get back on the map.
Yeah, you know that one thing he said, though. He was 6'1 and 120.
I did hear that. That might
make him the smartest person in the tournament, but also the lightest. I mean,
I know.
He must be pretty damn smart.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so, to get in the ring and actually put your health on the line. Although it didn't seem like he had real concern for medical benefits. It was really just the dental he was...
Dental, yeah.
Yeah, he needed. So it seems...
Well, malnutrition, if he's not eating well, then definitely going to ravage your teeth.
No, you're right. But I can't imagine him not eating well. If he has the ability to study in this way, his mind must be working at some level we're not accustomed to, because
no doubt, man, because these days, man, education is you know? I mean, it's like having a yacht or something, right? Obviously, you come from some money if you can afford education system.
Yeah.
He had almost, to me, like a chilling demeanor or something.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I...
He has...
Yeah. Yeah, the bracket.
I mean, come on, Max, you know the people I deal with and stuff, right?
I do. I know. I don't like to talk about it.
With somebody you. And say, yeah, this is almost uncomfortable, man.
He knew about your vertigo. He knew about your vertigo.
Yeah, just from talking to me. And how would he know? I mean, I was on a free climb by myself.
Yeah.
You know, I had not, to be honest with you, man, I had not even admitted to myself that I had vertigo. When he said it, I was taken back for a moment, and I said, you know, you're right, because last time I was climbing, I did experience what I had to, and I did not even bet it's not supernatural.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's something else. I don't know, but there is something about this guy that a few sentences out, I thought, yeah, this guy is in, man. He is. He's got something. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. As long as, you know, the thing that concerned me is he's not going to mess around with the climate control in the venue or the lighting system or something like that.
No.
That's what's concerning to me.
It's a good point.
You know, he says that to me, and the first thing I think is, how does the crowd see? And worse yet, how do the streamers, you know, you're streaming a show and suddenly there's no lights, and it could be a great technique, but, you know, I mean, maybe on this level, you know, like,
well, we can climate control his library room. We're going to have a generator if anything goes out in the building, you know, and obviously we'll have several contingencies for the internet connection. I think more the climate control things for his personal library. You know what I mean?
That's fine. I mean,
we'll be good.
Right? You can say, yeah, we can do that. It's limitless funding. So
for now, until your guys pull it, but I think, you know, why not? Interesting, though, that he actually had a price. Most of the competitors are coming in. I mean, Panther wanted like $10 or something. So really
that's
interesting.
That's a good sign, though. That is a good sign, because it tells me that he has fought, you know, on some cards, if he knows. Because frankly, $1 million for one of these guys, considering our profit margins and all of that.
Right.
You know, that's coming pretty cheap.
So, real quick, because I got to get going. I've got an early morning tomorrow on the Stairmaster.
Oh, wow.
Tell me where you're. How long do these driving lessons last? And I'll probably be reaching out to you soon.
Probably just for the rest of today, really. I mean, I don't have much plans beyond that. I just saw the brochure in the lobby and picked it up, you know. I had to stop eating spaghetti, man.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it was ridiculous. You wouldn't believe.
Really?
I can't eat spaghetti like that, man.
Well, the spaghetti and the driving don't necessarily have to go hand in hand.
Well, I mean, it's hard because, you know, you are going to have a Tupperware full of spaghetti with you and sitting on the passenger seat, and you are getting hungry, you don't want the condensation to happen, make it kind of nasty, you know, and spaghetti is delicious, you know, it's just too much, man. I let's see what tomorrow, I have a flight, I will be going to Milan and then to Rome to hang out with the open bullshit, and then I am going to be on a boat for 2 or 3 days, but we have a sat phone and the uplink and all the bullshit, so I will be reachable, but I can't tell you where I'm going or all this stuff.
Well, hopefully I'll catch you in Milan, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah. I want to book the beginning at least, because there's a lot of money in the Panther and Gucci Rivers.
Absolutely.
Rivalry. Probably good for the last fight of the first round, you know. Kind of give it an exclamation point, something a little more personal.
Well,
and then,
Yeah, you know, part of it's a gamble, too. I mean, we essentially are going to bet on a winner. And because that's the guy or the girl that we're going to take to the next tournament. What I want to know is the answer. What I want to know.